Yo, Ralphie Radio Show hanging out right now with the Far East Movement. What up, fellas?
What's up, man? Nice
shades. You got Kevin Nish. Oh, thank you, man. You know, gotta rock the Ray-Bans.
No doubt.
What's that?
Right in.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. We got K-Nish, J-Spliff, Progress, and DJ Vermin.
Verman's right here, yeah.
Vermin.
What's going on?
ENC says hello. I called you Vireman on my way in, by the way. Yeah, I messed up. He said you're a big Jets fan. I was going to wear my Bills hat.
But,
you know,
we'll talk about that later.
I held it back. All right, so obviously, Far East Movement, you guys, big hits like a G6. So I would assume, before a show, you guys like to maybe have a couple. Would I assume incorrectly with that or no?
Oh, have a couple of G6s.
Have a couple of drinks.
Oh.
With a big party jam like a G6.
Yeah, it depends. You know, it depends on the show. Right now, I wouldn't recommend it. You get that dehydration. My faint on
it's
stage
hot out
is
here.
Pretty hot. I got this jacket on. But now, you know, we definitely like to relax, get a little slizzard.
Before the show?
And after. Yeah, and during.
But it's obviously tough with this tour. As we're getting to here, we're on stage Lil Wayne, the I Am Still Music Tour.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we got to drive backstage.
That's
so
right.
How has that
so
been working out for you guys
kidding.
While on tour?
Oh, well, you know, water is the natural life choice drink. And, you know, we keep it cool, you know, and we respect that. You know, it hasn't been any different. Everybody's here to work. The atmosphere has been real positive. All the artists, they bring it like crazy. I mean, you can't even tell the difference.
So you guys are pretty cool with it.
And it
hasn't, like, affected you guys.
No.
I would imagine it's not usually like that at the spots you perform.
Yeah, no, I mean, we just drive far away, make sure we're far away from the tour and do what we gotta do.
Gotcha. Far East Movement here on the Ralphie Radio Show.
Yeah.
While we're talking about like a G6 for a second, let's take a bottle to the head.
It's,
I've never heard that term before.
You ain't never been into the club and seen someone just take the bottle and just
So they're chugging it.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Take one to the head.
I've never seen that before.
It's like suicide, you know what I mean?
You guys looked at me like I'm the most sheltered kid in the world.
That's what we call it in LA. We call it suicide. Shot to the head.
Gotcha. So I learned something. Thank you, fellas.
Is.
I appreciate that. You know, I was talking with your boy Lil Jon not too long ago.
Yeah.
It was after one of his DJ sets, and he played a lot of dance music, more than I expected from Lil Jon. I was asking him about it afterwards, and he's like, yo, man, I'm in a dance world right now.
Yes. We were in Vegas, and we went to go watch him spin in a club, and dude, he owns it. Like, he's always been the king of crunk. Represents more than one sound. It's just about going wild, setting that party off. And so he's always been about that. You know, we always love seeing him and going crazy with him. So to us, he started crunk when he was doing was dance music. It was just a slower tempo. So all they're doing is fluctuating tempos, but at the end of the day, he still dance. You know what I mean? Back in the day, it was window to the wall. I mean, I remember that was the best time because girls were doing the booty shake.
Freakily.
Yeah, exactly. So they still dancing. So
wrapping up the Far East Movement here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So obviously your other big hit, Rocketeer.
Thank you.
The demo leaking onto the internet featuring Bruno Mars.
Yeah, man.
It was a while ago. And what was interesting was some stations started playing that version.
That's incredible.
Did you guys, I mean, obviously, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. You made the right move with Ryan Tedder. But was there ever any discussion about, hey, you know what, maybe we don't need to get anyone for the hook. Maybe Bruno's good.
Well, that was actually Bruno and ours decision. When we co-wrote the song together, we had envisioned an alternative rock hook. And so we were listening to One Republic Apologize and thinking, let's go with Ryan. So, you know, it was a conscious decision by all of us. Of course, you know, Ryan killed it. There was no need to keep Bruno. Bruno is an amazing artist. We might be getting back in the studio and doing something. We'll see. So.
Absolutely not. It's been amazing to see his career take off, as well as the career of you guys. Free Wired,
you,
in stores now. Far East Movement. I'm sweating like Patrick Ewing here, so we're going to wrap this up, all right?
It's all good.
Thanks,
so
guys.
What? Yeah.